Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. If you're following the FBI Apple debate about how we should be maybe not necessarily giving into the FBI demands to make the devices more friendly to law enforcement following pros and cons and whatever. One of the guys you should read is Jonathan Jarski, which he's a forensics guy and has a lot of cool things to say about it. And it's in the news again because President Obama spoke at South by Southwest saying, the technical people need to figure out a solution to this or Congress will come up with something really bad. And Obama has a point there. But on the other hand, there is even in law, actually, there is. What we're able to create with modern iPhones is effectively a device that is warrant proof, right? And what I mean by warrant proof is that it doesn't matter if there's a legal search warrant to get something that's been issued by a judge. There's no way to fulfill it. There's a concept in law of things that you can't get a warrant for. So for example, if you're talking about things that diplomats are carrying, right, in a diplomatic pouch, right, even if a court order says we have a warrant to get what's in there, the laws are written in such a way that that particular item is warrant proof because the warrants are null and void against those things. And there are things, right? So there's things in law, right, where a warrant doesn't matter, right? And we talk about, will they get a warrant? Why shouldn't they be able to get in? Well, as I've said before, encryption is either secure for and only the person whose data it is can unlock it, or it's open for everybody. And actually, if you even look at how Apple handles iCloud, right? They designed iCloud in a way that, that law enforcement can get the data from it. I mean, they have to do some stuff, but they can get the data. But guess what? When all the celebrity nude photos came out, and that was a big news thing not too long ago. Guess what? They were apparently using very similar mechanisms that the law enforcement folks would use. And so this is an example of, something that was made to try to make it secure. Well, apparently it was not secure enough, right? And so you end up with people getting into stuff. So I think it's actually there's precedent in law for Apple to create a device that a warrant can't get into, and it seems to make sense that if you want to keep things private, you keep it on a single device. Should iCloud be warrant proof? I think Apple's probably trying to work on that right now, if you ask me, because they don't really want to be in the business of they're going to cooperate with law enforcement where they can, but really they don't want to be in the if you read through their descriptions of they're asking to have this judgment vacated, right? I think it was very clear to them and said, look, this is an undue burden. It talks about the amount of work that they'd have to go through every time just to do it for the one time, and then of course have to maintain the security of that. And you read through it, it's like, yeah, that's pretty burdensome. But you kind of read between the lines of that. It's like, look, one of the reasons they're not actually coming out and saying it, because they're saying it's great for the customer that devices are secure, but Apple's also saying, hey, look, we don't want to be in the business of doing this. And so we're not, we want to design stuff in a way that you can come to us with a warrant and we say, sorry. And you might think about that and go, well, that just seems kind of ridiculous. Well, again, we already have things in the law called, things are warrant proof. There are certain things that are warrant proof. And it's coded into law. So the law already has this concept built into it. Now your iPhone, which, no, we're not fetishing it, President Clinton, like you seem to think we are. It's really about security. The security of our information on our personal devices, there isn't a middle ground here. It's either secure for everybody or it's secure for nobody, and that means yes, some people that are using these devices to commit crimes, they might go free because you can't get the information. But guess what? There's so many other those devices touch the the network in so many other ways. And, you know, I know that the, you know, the federal government is, you know, looking at the, you know, the metadata that's flying across the different telecom providers. So, you know, there's plenty of other ways and, oh, you know, good old fashioned detective work that can get these guys, not, you know, you just being able to get the data on the device. And, you know, I'm sorry that's, you know, to me, that just seems a little bit disingenuous and, you know, ignores, well, you know, both the existing law and, you know, hundreds of, you know, and I don't know, just, yeah, in common sense, I guess, but I don't know, people, you mentioned terrorists and people get all freaked out about this stuff. So, that's what the FBI has tried to do. But anyway, this is all going to go to court. And interestingly enough, Apple's, iPhone announcement has, I think has been moved up to be very close to the beginning of the court date. And I'm, so, you know, everybody's saying, oh, they're probably going to use this as a, you know, as a political statement in addition to announcing new product. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, there's certainly a public, you know, there's certainly a public relations aspect to all of this stuff. So, anyway, more thoughts about it, you know, read links in show notes, blah, blah, blah. But, well, you know, this is going to be covered for, you know, ad nauseum for, you know, until it comes to some sort of logical conclusion. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.